Welcome back to the second half of the Townships at 12 for today. I'm your host, Maureen, and I'll be with you for the next half hour here on The Cube 88.9 FM. And on this segment, I'll be talking with Wanda Lee Evans. Wanda is a special education technician at Alexander Galt Regional High School, and she's also the prom fairy. So we're going to find out what the prom fairy does and how it all works, but we're going to hear a song first. We're going to hear a new one from Conan Gray, and the song is called Fainted Love. Right after the song, we'll hear the interview about the prom fairy, so please stay tuned.
Stoplights, a familiar drive.
Wanda Lee Evans to the Townships at 12. Now, Wanda is a special ed technician at Alexander Galt Regional, and you're also running the prom fairy.
Yes, it is.
For those listeners who aren't familiar with the term the prom fairies, could you explain it to everybody for us?
It was a program that was started by Nancy Gray, must be about 10 years ago or more, and it's to help graduates that can't afford or don't think they're entitled to go to prom. So we help them with their dresses or their suits or maybe just shoes. Maybe they just need their nails appointments done. So it's kids that come and ask me for help. That's the ones that we deal with. Or maybe it's recommended, like a staff member might say, I think this person may need help, and I will approach them.
Okay. Do you just service the Alexander Galt Regional High School graduates?
So far, I've been running it on my own for the last 2 years now because Nancy's had to step back. So for the last 2 years, it's just been kids from Galt that have graduated from Galt. But in the past, it's been elementary kids and from other areas, other schools if they asked.
Okay. So it's just you running it now? That's a lot of responsibility.
Yeah, but it isn't too bad. My daughter, Abby, will help me like with the fundraisers and things like that. We did a couple of fundraisers last year at a rugby tournament. We ran a canteen, and then we also ran the refreshment counter at prom last year. So I had help with that from my daughter, and also I had between two and three kids, girls, that went to Europe this year on the trip. They went and came in, and they helped with the fundraiser last year to benefit their trip.
Oh, that's nice. So you have a couple of fundraisers a year to raise money for this?
We did last year. So far this year, I haven't done anything because I only have one girl so far.
Okay.
So it's okay. I have one. I'm preparing for one if need be. But so far, I only have one girl, so I'm okay this year. But if I needed to, then I will do something.
So I would imagine you have to be kind of discreet. How would you go about that? Could you explain that part of the project to us?
Well, the girl this year is not too bad. Like she lets people know that I'm helping her, but I don't usually say who it is. I have somebody last year that I helped. He has no clue that I helped him because I went another route. There was somebody else that contacted me, so I kind of went behind his back. So he still doesn't know to this day that I helped in any way with his prom.
A true fairy.
Yeah, that's a true fairy for sure, yes.
So how does the whole thing work? You're made aware of somebody or they come to you, and what happens after that?
Usually when they start off with the prom, start talking prom and graduation, the guidance counselors and the activity coordinator at GALT, Danica Montgomery, they'll usually start mentioning. And it started off with Marie Thibault at the beginning of the year when she started to meet with every graduate. She'll discuss prom and, like, she'll kind of get the feel for who may need help and point them in the right direction. The girl that I have this year, Nancy helped her sister a couple years ago during COVID. So she was aware of the prom fairy. So she approached me.
The person that meets with them, is this a guidance counselor?
Yes, it's a guidance counselor, yeah.
Okay, that's a really nice idea. They didn't have that back in my day. I think that's a really nice idea. On the whole, do you have mostly girls, more girls than boys?
Last year there was one boy, and he didn't know about it. But there has been boys. When I was doing it with Nancy, we had more boys. But this year is mainly just, made a mistake. Last year I had two boys, but one of the boys I approached myself because he was one of my regulars that would come into the past room. He really turned his life around, and he was over doing the Two for You program over on the Voc-Ed side. And he came over one day, and I asked, and I said, like, are you going to prom and things like that? And he said, yes. I said, have you bought anything yet? He said, no. He said, I haven't bought anything yet. I said, would you please let me help you? Because I said, I'm the prom fairy, and I would like to help you, because we also helped his brother a few years ago also.
Okay.
So
mm-hmm.
He was totally touched. So I went downstairs and I took just about every suit I had and went over, and I dropped it off. And one of these teachers, Chris Gill, made arrangements so we could try on these suits over there. But unfortunately, nothing worked. There was nothing that fit in really well. So then he went and bought it. So he just thought, like, okay, nothing fits me. Wanda's not going to do anything for me. So my bank account wasn't very high last year, but I managed to be able to refund him for most of it, what he bought. And he was so touched, and he was so honored. And when I gave him back the money that day, like, he was trying to walk away, but he said, I know this, like, it's kind of inappropriate, Wanda, but can I please hug you? Because he was so grateful.
Oh, that's really sweet. What a nice
story.
That
I did this for him, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That is such a nice story. I think we should mention, too, to our listeners, you run the PATHS room, which, for those of us who weren't familiar with it, that's like a detention room?
Detention, the suspension. So if anybody's internally suspended or kicked out of class, the detention. And I have a lot more kids that just come in to chat and talk every day, like, don't even get in trouble. They just come in and they chat with me. I'm known as the mother of GALT. That's what some call me, because I touch base with a lot of kids every day that don't even go on my radar, but they just come in. So it's almost like a check-in. It's an attachment thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So my days are filled. And a lot of these kids know what I do. Like, I've had a couple girls that when I have dresses given, like, if they're there for an internal, they'll try on the dresses, and I'll take them down to the room so they can see the room, and they love the idea, and they love playing dress-up, and it's getting them, look, they're making them look forward to their prom.
Mm-hmm. That's really nice, too. That's so important. It's such an important event, and a graduate's life. Now, do you have like a magic closet full of dresses and suits and things? So how does that work?
Yes, there's a room at the Galt they gave us a few years ago, a bigger room. And Dennis O'Shaughnessy, when he was working at Galt, he really put in a lot of effort in this room, putting racks up and getting it. So last year I went in and I did a big cleanup because there was a lot of dresses. And over COVID, a lot more come in, but we couldn't have access to it because of COVID, so we couldn't have extra people down there organizing like in the past. So we went down and with me and my daughter Abby and one of her friends and a couple teachers from Galt, they came down and went through it, and we donated a lot to the drama department there at Galt and also to the drama department over at BCS.
Okay, that's nice too.
And then I took some dresses over to the boutique Hill there in Erin Lennoxville.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that I knew weren't going to get chosen, I took and I gave it to her. And a while ago, I saw one of those dresses on her Facebook page. Like, she had one of the dresses that I gave her.
Oh, that's fun.
Page.
That's fun too to see that. Okay, yeah. Do you have a lot of donations of dresses? Or
I had. I had a few about a month ago. I had, I think, three or four dresses donated. And the one girl I had, she went in with me after Christmas, and she chose a dress. And she would, Carnival Day, she was in with me, used to keep popping in to visit me on Carnival Day. And I had this delivery of dresses that I had not put down in the prom fairy room. And when she looked at them, like, her jaw dropped, because she didn't find what she was looking for in the prom fairy room after Christmas. But she chose a dress. But when she looked into this bag, she pulled out a dress. This was the kind that she wanted all along.
Oh, that's
so
really nice.
She tried it on there in the past room, and it absolutely fit her beautifully. So the only thing that needs to be done with it is dry cleaning. So I actually got that sent out today to be dry cleaned. And hopefully it'll come back and it'll be good to go. Because the grandmother that donated them to me, she said they belong to her granddaughters, and she said they were slightly used, and she said they would need a cleaning. So anyway, it's gone to the dry cleaner. She came over yesterday to see if it was there, and I said, no, I said, it's not sent yet. So she changed her mind, which she's entitled to. And then she said, well, do you want me to bring back the other dress? And I said, no, because I said, you said you were going to wear this one to a wedding. You had a wedding coming up. So I said, keep that one and wear it to a wedding, because it was like a shorter cocktail dress. So It was not like something that was going to be chosen again. So anyway, I told her to keep them since she was the only one.
Okay, that's nice. Who is the seamstress? Do you have somebody that
I have nobody now. It used to be Judy Lane, but she told me she can't do it this year. So far, I'm good. I don't need it because this dress fit her to a T, so there's no alterations need to be done. So if I do need a seamstress, then I'm going to have to get busy and find one. But so far, this year, I'm okay.
Okay, well, that's good. So if there's somebody out there listening to the interview that maybe wants to do that, you're open to that?
Yes, I am.
Okay. When is prom at Galt this year?
It's June 21st.
Okay.
It'll be at, first time ever, it's going to be at Bishop. The ceremony part is going to be at Centennial. And then the dance part, it'll be over what used to be the Bish Pub, we used to call it, but it's the gate now.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the dance part is going to be, too.
Okay, good. How can people find out more information? You have a Facebook page, do you still?
I have a Facebook page. I'm using the same one that Nancy created for the prom fairies.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people reach out through to me through Messenger or word of mouth. This is how this grandmother found me. It was a teacher at Galt told her about me. So she looked me up on Facebook and messaged me through Messenger. They can also call Galt because that's where my room is. And that's where I ask for drop-offs to be brought to if it's possible. And then the secretary down the central office or whoever will collect it, and then I'll get it from there.
Okay. Somebody can look up the number for Galt. And also you're on Facebook, Wanda Lee Evans. Just look that up. And the Prom Fairies, I guess that's also on Facebook.
That's also, it's the Prom Fairy group, and it's a picture of Cinderella. That's the profile picture.
Oh, that's nice. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think that's it for now. When it comes time for a fundraiser, and I put the hall call out for the donations of prizes, if anybody wants to help in any way they can, I greatly appreciate it. This is what I've been doing. I've been collecting stuff, and I've won a couple prizes on Tupperware, so I'm saving that if need be. I have somebody that sells Scentsy lined up, so whenever I need to do a fundraiser, she's already on board to donate. But if anybody would like to help or donate a prize ahead of time, I don't mind doing a fundraiser before. I was planning like some kind of raffle. So if anybody out there wants to donate something from their business or a voucher or anything, or if anybody wants to help out in the Magog area with hair, nails, this is where my girl is from this year. I look, anybody wants to help and donate those kind of things. I'd love to have anybody to reach out to me and let me know.
Okay, sounds good. Sounds like you're covered in a lot of different areas, so that's great.
It's easy when you only have one. It's when you get more than one, and it's not too late yet to get another, because it's usually when prom starts to get close that people realize this child is not ready to go to prom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One in the back of my mind for next year that I'm going to approach myself, because I'm pretty sure she can do with the help. I already know.
It's a great organization. You're doing a great service for the young people in the community. Thank you very much, Wanda, and all the best on the event.
Thank you.
Wanda Lee Evans, special education technician at Alexander Galt Regional High School and Prom Fairy. Next up, we'll hear from Benson Boone, and the song is called Be Someone.
Love Santa Barbara, never driven up, but I know that it's gotta be so beautiful. That's where you were born. Long brown hair that your mom doesn't like. You got a moon tattoo that you don't even hide. You're so unusual. Haven't met someone like you before. Wanna be that guy that's making it hard you to sleep at night. I want you to call me when it's getting late. You could tell me anything. From time to time you give me the smallest look behind your eyes, and baby it's almost like you need someone. I promise I can be someone. From night to night it's taking you longer when you say goodbye.
Behind your eyes, and baby, it's almost like you need someone. I promise I. somebody to love, somebody to be, someone to sweep you off your feet, someone to have, someone to hold, somewhere to go when nights get cold, somebody to love, somebody to be, someone to sweep you off your feet. That someone is me. That someone is me. From time to time, you give me the smallest look behind your eyes, and baby, it's almost like you need someone. I promise I can be someone.
And on today's Townships at 12 for our health news, we're going to be talking about the best before dates on food items. Are you still debating what they mean? Best before dates, are you, your family, and friends at odds about what they mean? Here's what you need to know. Best before dates tell you about the quality and freshness of a food, not if it's safe. They are not the same as expiry dates. They're a point of reference for when a food was made, but they don't replace our own judgment or whether a food is okay to eat. So check it out before you chuck it out. Open the package and look for signs of spoilage, such as mold or a bad smell. Think about the type of food and whether it was stored properly. Some food can be unsafe without looking bad, so follow safe food storage guidelines. If it's already open, consider how long you opened it. Best before dates don't apply to opened food since too many factors could affect the quality, texture, and freshness. Find more information on the Canadian Food Inspections Agency website at canada.ca/bestbefore. And that's some news from News Canada segments.
I'm special. He sees me. He chose me out of everyone. I feel like a movie star in the leading role, famous to someone. Can I come over? Will your friends be there? Even if they are, I don't care. Wish someone would stop me, but they never will. Over and over. I wanna grow, but it's physically impossible to stand here and not say that I love you, even if I don't. Who am I to you? Who am I to myself? What are you changing about me? I feel like a movie star, but it's getting old being famous for someone.
And that was Lizzie McAlpine, and the song is called Movie Star. And we have one more community event that we just received last evening. We need to announce it today because it happens on Tuesday, April 16th. So the CFUW Sherbrooke and District is holding their next general meeting at Hope Community Church on Tuesday, April 16th at 1 p.m. The doors will be open at 12:30 p.m. The guest speaker, Deborah Dimitruk, she will be presenting the Stories We Stitch, followed by a basic quilting workshop. She will also be presenting ideas for upcycling textiles and guiding the creation of peace blocks for the demonstration on Parliament Hill on September 21st, 2024. I'd like to thank my guest today, Jane Loisel from the Lennoxville Art Group, and also Wanda Lee Evans from the Prom Fairies for coming and telling us all about these two wonderful organizations. We'll go out with a song called The Door. It's by Teddy Swims. Thanks everybody for listening and have a great day.
I took a page out of your favorite. ever come. But I look to in the eyes and pull the rug.